Yeah, what's up, people? My man Cory Booker just announced his presidency. And I don't know who wrote that statement for you, my man Cory, but that's not gonna do it. I'm sorry. I'm not hating on you or anything, but your message, there's no authenticity in your message. You know what I'm saying? Your message don't sound like you mean what you're saying. You know, man, Cory, man, you know, I really liked you too, you know, Cory, you know, Mr. Booker, you know, you were really charging up the ladder when it come to, stars in the Democratic Party. You were really shooting up the ladder, you know what I'm saying? And of course, they recognized that you were shooting up the ladder, and they wanted to. These are your Democratic friends, the same ones who undermine Gilliam in Florida, the same ones who undermine Abrams in Georgia, and the same ones who undermine you, telling you about how you need to go against the president, you need to talk all this garbage about collusion and. Yeah, you know, people might not say it to you, you know what I'm saying? People might not say it to you because they do a good job of not being realistic when it comes to how you black politicians are viewed out there. You know, they lie to you and be deceitful to you and tell you that how your message is resonating with voters. No, actually voters are kind of a little upset at you because you look real stupid, you know, talking about how, you know, yeah, some of the language you use in reference to the president to make your donors excited. Yeah, you could appreciate the donations that you got, and that's about it, because yeah, you're going to get some votes, you know what I'm saying? But you're really not going to, I don't think you're going to do it. And like I told you, like I told all of y'all, you know, the president's getting reelected. You know what I'm saying? The president's getting reelected. I told y'all, y'all should have waited till 2024. You know? Y'all should have waited till 2024. But no. Y'all won't listen to these stupid-ass media people because they're stupid, you know? Yeah, these media people are stupid, and they're looking to make you stupid because they know that you're smart. And had you waited till 2024, you probably would have had a better chance of becoming president than any one of these Democratic hopefuls, you know? Any one of y'all could have teamed up together. You and Gilliam. You know, you and my man Eric Holder, you know, Gilliam and Holder. I mean, you know, you guys could have made it, but you allow these stupid ass media people to influence you into speaking foolishness about the president. And in speaking that foolishness, you know, you look stupid. Because y'all ain't looking so good out there. And don't think that because the media makes it okay, or the media does a good job at washing over things and not make you take accountability for some of your statements, you know, the voters are going to hold you accountable because they ain't going to forget. Because, the voters are gonna remember. And, just like the same dynamic that screwed over Gillian is the same dynamic that's not even gonna make you good off the ground. Because, you know, Gilliam could have been Florida governor. But, you know, those same Democratic so-called friends, who didn't want him to be governor, who knew that he had a good chance of being governor. So they said, yo, you know, to they gassed him up. They was like, you know, they was like, oh, this is them telling Gillum. It's like, oh, your appeal to voters is you're really appealing to voters. Why don't you take shots at the president to broaden your national appeal? Yeah, that's the manipulation that they came with. Yeah. And guess what? The people that like the president and like him at the same time got turned off at his stupidity. You know what I'm saying? Because you allow these people to influence you to take shots against the president, and you ain't running for the presidency, and they know that, and they knew that dynamic. So that's the same dynamic you're gonna suffer, Corey. You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, the same people that like the president like you too. You know what I'm saying? And you know, they viewed you in a different light until, you know, all of this Russia collusion thing. And that Christine Blasey Ford, Brett Kavanaugh hearing, you know, you really undermined your character, and you really undermined your public character and your public integrity. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because, I mean, I guess these Democratic donors don't stand for anything but hard charging negativity against who they want you to be hard charging negative against. You know, they're not gonna stand for you to say, you know, until we find some real concrete evidence of collusion and X, Y, and Z, you know, I'm gonna refrain from you know, throwing such heavy hits at the president. You know what I mean? No, they're not gonna stand for that. Because if you don't throw heavy hits at the president without any sort of proof or anything like that, then you're a traitor. I don't know what that's about. You know what I mean? But once again, they're killing two birds with one stone. You know, they're influencing you to be the way they want you to be, and also they're killing your appeal. You know, they're killing your appeal to voters. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because nobody has a chance against this president in 2020. Sorry. You know, nobody has a chance against this president in 2020. You know, this president is taking care of a lot of business, and he's doing a lot. And as much as the media might try to make it seem like he's not doing much, he's doing a lot. And they're gonna the only reason they're turning black political influence against the president is because, you know, they don't want black politicians engaging with the president and receiving action from the president that they've been stalling for decades. They've been stalling on action when it comes to certain issues in the black community. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my man Booker, you know, they really influence you and other black politicians so you can look bad. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think you need to continue to be the senator for New Jersey, and continue to do all that you can for, you know, Jersey politics. But as far as being president, that's not going to work. You know, the president is getting reelected in 2020. Ain't nobody stopping that. Regardless of how much negativity they try to promote against the president, you know, if the negativity don't have any facts, which clearly it don't have any facts, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, it's only going to mean a win for the president. You know, so I think you guys need to wrap it up. You, Kamala Harris, you know, because I don't trust Kamala Harris anyway. That's one woman I don't trust. Her interests are not for black folks. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, her interests are for black women. You know what I mean? Yeah. And her interests are for black women who fall in line. You know what I mean? You know, most of those black women with white husbands, most of those black women who have a negative, disdainful hatred against black men, you know. But if you a black woman that, you know, loves your black relationship and love your black self, then nah, she not for you, you know, because she don't love her black self. She don't love black relationship. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because, you know, because of all the negativity against black people, remember, that's Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? And Hollywood promotes negativity against black men. So, you know, I guess growing up in L.A., she's seen, you know, the way they promote black men in L.A., you know, she's seen them as criminals and you know, not good people. So she probably tell herself, I ain't trying to get with no black man, you know, especially after the Rodney King riots and stuff like that. She was like, hell no, I ain't trying to get with no black man, because ain't no black man could do nothing for me. That's her thinking. Yeah, that's her thinking. But guess what? You know, she's whatever she is in California. And now guess what vote she's now screaming for? The black vote. Yeah, the black vote. Because they have, you know, they've influenced her into thinking that, you know, black folks don't matter. But as she climbs the political ladder, she's gonna realize that black folks matter the most. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Black folks matter the most. So I don't trust her either. You know, her white husband is part of that old racial promotion squad. That's what I call him. Yeah. Her white husband is part of that racial promotion squad where, you know, he was, you know, his family are a part of that group of people in Los Angeles that promote negativity against black folks. That's how he got her. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So at the end of the day, he really don't like black people. He don't like, you see a lot of them, like her husband, they like black women because, you know, they want themselves some brown sugar. But they don't really like black people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because if they can get her as a black woman and switch her views and switch her thinking, you know what I'm saying? Or to get her as a black woman to not like her community, that'd be great for him. Because then he could now use her for all, you know, for all that he can. You know, push her in front as, you know, his black wife, and at the same time, you know, make people think that, you know, he's this lover of black people, when in fact he's not. He's just more interested in some black love, and you know, Kamala Harris was probably a really pretty black woman at the time, you know, because she's, you know, she kind of fell off a little bit. At the time, I'm sure she was a real pretty black woman, because, you know, These certain white men, they want the prettiest white, they want the prettiest black women in our community. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they want the prettiest black women in our community. And that's pretty much how it is. So it's not really, it's not really that she cares about, and you know what, usually too, with black women married to these white men, they find it easier to take on the views of these white men. They find it easier to take on the attitudes of these white men. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And when they meet up with other black folks, they treat black folks with that same disdainful attitude that they picked up from their white husband. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because their white husband make them feel like they are the better black people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She is part of the better black group that he chose her. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's real funny. And you know, for black women to, you know, take on these hateful views against black people to fit in with these white groups, you know, a lot of them do. No, go ahead. A lot of them do. So, you know, I don't really trust her like that. I don't think that she has black interests in mind. I think that, you know, she'll talk a good one and pretend, but actuality, I don't think she has black interests in mind. I think she has her own financial interests, or the financial interests of her husband, or the financial interests of what her being president can yield. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, if she has to use black folks to get there, she don't mind using black folks to get there. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you know, she has no real interest with black folks anyway. You know what I mean? Yeah. They'll easily absorb her and, you know, make her feel like she don't have to answer to black folks. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, she'll talk a good one now, but then, you know, when she get in, if she was to get in, which she's not going to get in because it's not going to happen, but, you know, hypothetically speaking, she'll be there. She'll be the president, but her husband will be running the show. You know, her husband will be the one influencing her to you know, set certain policies, and her husband would be the one influencing her foreign policy. You know, her husband would be the one pretty much running the show. You know what I mean? And she'll just be the face. But you know, he'll be more important than her. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And when she realizes it, it'll be too late, because then he'll have more influence, and he would have yielded all of the benefits from her being president as he can, you know. And let's say, because of his shady dealings, because he will involve himself in shady dealings, because at the end of the day, he wouldn't have to pay for it. She would. So when he involves himself in shady dealings and it reflects bad on her, you know, the only thing that's going to happen is they're going to get divorced. That's it. They're going to get divorced. But then her name is going to be looking like shit. You know, her public image is going to be looking like shit out there. And it would have all been for nothing, you know. Yeah, because our community ain't gonna benefit. You know what I'm saying? And you know, then you're gonna say, "Oh, we should have never voted for her." Well, you know, don't vote for her, because I don't think she'll be the one running the show. You know. You know, Kamala Harris, her husband will be the one running the show. Her husband and her husband's interest will be the one running the show. She would just be there and go along with whatever they want her to go along with. She would go along with it. So yeah. And nothing would change. Yeah, nothing would change, because if they don't want anything to change, if change in our community means less money in their pockets, then they'll tell her, listen, you can't make those changes. You can't do this and you can't do that. You know what I mean? Regardless if it's a benefit to your community, it's not a benefit to theirs and it's not a benefit to their pocket. So, you know, they'll tell her, you know, we're the ones who got you in this presidency and you're going to do as we tell you to do. And that's exactly what it will be. You know, she's not going to be anybody of any importance. She's just going to be the face of the presidency. And, you know, she'll be made to do as told. Because I ain't like that. I didn't like them telling Obama, you know, I didn't like them telling Obama that he cannot pardon Jack Johnson. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because why wouldn't he pardon Jack Johnson? I don't get that. You know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't he pardon Jack Johnson? You know? Why wouldn't a black president correct that sort of wrong? Why wouldn't a black president make that wrong right? You know what I'm saying? And the only thing I can come up with is because you know, he was told not to, or he was told that he couldn't. And then my man Trump came in and said, what they convicted this man of? What, we ain't living in them times no more, so why is it that you can't clear his record, man? Listen, clear up that man's record 1, 2, 3. You know what I'm saying? Clear up that man's record 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, his record got cleared up. It ain't take more than a damn week. You know what I'm saying? But you know how many decades they've been trying to get that conviction overturned, get that wrong righted. You know what I mean? Decades. And crickets. Up until Trump, crickets. So, you know, I look at stuff like that. That's common sense to me. You know what I'm saying? That's common sense. And I look at that stuff. So, you know, I'm really not too hype about you know, Cory Booker or Kamala Harris. You know, definitely 2024, if Gillum plays his cards right, he can definitely make it. If Andrew Gillum plays his cards right for 2024, he can definitely make it. But he has to be free of outside hateful undermining influence. You know what I'm saying? And that comes from within his own party. You know. So, you know, until black folks, black politicians can reconcile the different dynamics that hate, that promote hatred and promote negativity against their candidacies, you know, until they can understand certain dynamics, then, you know, they're going to be doomed to be repeating the same mistakes. I'm sorry to say. But Cory Booker, nah, that message ain't going to do it. Sorry. That message is not powerful enough. And Kamala Harris, I don't know, man. I don't think you're going to be acting in the best interest of the brothers. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to be acting in the best interest of black women either. You know, the only black women you're going to be acting in their best interest is the ones that hate black men and the ones that are married to white men. So, you know, and you're going to influence others that if you want to get on this train, you know, either you're going to start talking some hatred towards black men or you're going to marry yourself a white man. You know what I mean? That's they're not going to say it like that, but they're going to make it look like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know. You know, black folks need to be very focused. Yeah. And just because they black, that don't mean they have our best interest in mind. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, black folks need to be focused, man. Yeah, stay tuned, people. Because, you know, we spreading love, we speaking truth, and we making power moves. So, stay tuned, yeah?
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.